Yeah, your father, you said, was it from Tennessee?
Mm-hmm. My father was part Indian.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm, Cherokee. Mm-hmm. I'm a 16th. And he sure looked it too. He's got high cheekbones. I wish you'd see his picture, just and dark, and mm-hmm. just really shows that Indian.
Have you, you mentioned that you just got back recently from a trip to California around. Have you done much traveling other than that, out of state?
Well, yes, I had been to California, you know, two or three times, and going on trips with people in Colorado and
Nashville, Tennessee.
And then go to Nashville, Tennessee nearly every summer.
Over there in August.
And,
Texas, you went to Houston last year, Galveston.
Yeah, Galveston, Houston, just around, you know, in the States. I haven't been out of the States other than Mexico. I've been to Juarez and.
Roughly about how many states would you say you've been in?
I'd say about 15.
15
states. Uh-huh, because we was in 10 on our trip the other day. And then I've been to Missouri and Tennessee,
Kansas.
And we come back through Kansas and
Colorado, Arizona,
yeah,
New Mexico.
I'd say 15 would cover it. Uh-huh, the states.
Which of the southern states have you been in?
Arkansas, Missouri, Oklahoma, Texas.
Tennessee,
Kansas. That would be central, wouldn't it, or southern?
Ever been to my state, home state?
Alabama? I don't believe I have. We didn't go through Alabama when we've been to Louisiana. I've been to Louisiana. We went, took a group down to New Orleans, you know,
uh-huh.
Louisiana. Did we go through?
Did y'all go down
there
for
Jackie,
Mardi Gras?
You could have been in Mississippi.
No, we just went just to go. Uh-huh. After the Mardi Gras.
Did you go to Bourbon Street?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Isn't that New Orleans?
Yeah, didn't see the Bourbon Street preacher, though. He wasn't there.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun in New Orleans. We went there when I was in high school for Mardi Gras.
You know what I liked about New Orleans when we went? The strawberries.
Oh.
The strawberries was just in, and I'm telling you.
So pretty, dear.
They were so good.
Do you remember the house that you were raised in? What it was like? If you could describe it to me, the
mm-hmm.
layout, the
mm-hmm.
rooms, and all that.
It was just about a square house, about a four room, and it set up, the street is kind of high, set up kind of on an embankment, and it was just a wooden house.
It wasn't underpinned, was it?
I don't remember that part of it. I remember the big two-story house next door to it out there where Dr. Laws lived. He was a young doctor then, just, you know,
mm-hmm.
Dr. C. E. Laws. And my next-door neighbor on the other side of us had a little girl about my age, and she died. And I can remember standing and putting my head in the window, you know. Of course, the window was lower than that, and crying and looking over there at her house.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I was about four or five years old then.
Mm-hmm.
And then years after that, years. Well, I was married and had my first child, and she lived to be 2.5 years old, and she died. Well, this lady that lost her little girl, was her husband was a regular man. He'd been transferred to Wagner, Oklahoma, and I got a letter from her. When she read about my child dying and said it was so much like her, it was her only child and the same age, she said, mm-hmm. you know, of hers and all. She wrote me the sweetest letter. She had kept up with me through the papers about getting married, my married name mm-hmm. and all those years.
Awesome.
Uh-huh, and she wrote